Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. And I'm joined down the line by James Butterfill, who is Head of Research and Investment Strategy at ETF Securities. Hi, James. First time on Tip TV, so good morning to you and welcome on board.
Morning.
Just to start off, for our viewers, can you just explain what ETFs and ETPs are and how investors can use those to access the markets?
Yeah, it's really, really quite simple. I suppose one of the best ways to think of it is look at the FTSE 100. If you were to buy the FTSE 100 years ago, you would have had to have bought every single, all 100 stocks individually. Quite an undertaking, quite difficult. But these days, what ETFs do essentially is they package all those stocks up into one thing you can buy on exchange. So you can execute minute by minute. So it's a really simple package. And that kind of idea is extended off to all asset classes now. So you can buy an ETF on oil, on gold, on government bonds, etc. A simple product, just really that helps people execute trades in a very simple way and also tax efficient way too.
And you also mentioned if you were years ago to look to buy all the constituents of the FTSE 100, that would be quite an undertaking and quite a costly undertaking.
Absolutely. If you decided to sell off sell your holdings on the FTSE 100, it'd take you. You've got to execute 100 trades. So it's about practicality, and ultimately, ETFs are about just access to various investment ideas or various indices like the FTSE 100.
Super, James. And we've seen a lot of movement, certainly in the equity markets over the past day or so with regards to the French election on Sunday as a result of that. What inflows and outflows have you seen over the past few days and over the past week in ETFs and ETPs?
CAC 40 is the French equivalent of the FTSE 100. That was up around 4%, and particularly European banks were up 7%. There's a real relief that it's less likely now we'll see the Eurozone break up, and so French banks valued as a consequence. In terms of flows, I think where our investors have been expressing their worries over Europe have been primarily the euro. So over the last day, we've seen about only a small amount, about $1 million of inflows into long euro, typically against the dollar. But over the last few weeks, we've seen many investors sort of preempt this Macron win. And we've seen around a much more aggressive positioning, long positioning on the euro, particularly against the dollar. People are quite disappointed about what's happening in the US, and no one's really, and Donald Trump isn't delivering on his promised tax cuts. And so people are getting more bearish on the US dollar and more bullish on the euro.
And over the past year, I mean, the indices really, started off with the Trump bump, have seen a push to the upside. So one would assume you've seen over the past 6 months, big inflows now coming into equity ETFs. Do you think that will continue?
So that Trump bump, that sort of so-called Trumpflation, has benefited many things, equities in particular, but also commodities. The idea that Donald Trump would spend a lot on infrastructure. And so we've seen some inflows into commodities too, but we're actually starting to see that trade cool off a bit. Of course, yes, the French elections has benefited in the short term, but people still are very worried about Donald Trump. It's clear now that he's failed in certain areas. So if you look at the Affordable Health Care Act, he's failed on that. That was crucial for his ability to for a border tax adjustment. Now, the border tax adjustment really is needed to fund his tax cuts. So if he can't enact the border tax adjustments, he really can't follow through. And a lot of, US earnings expectations are off the back of a hope that the tax cuts are enabled. So it looks like the latter end of this year or even early next year will be when we'll see those tax cuts. So there's perhaps a little bit too much optimism in US equities at the moment.
And we'll maybe see from Trump tomorrow if he can start to deliver or outline exactly what he's going to do on tax reforms. But like you say, there's a lot of issues, probably more than Donald Trump initially thought when he became president. So just looking at ETFs and talking about the US, certainly an ETF product or the ETF products have been popular in the US, and now they seem to be taking off in Europe and the UK. How can investors find out more about ETF and ETP products?
Well, we at ETF Securities have what we call our ETPedia. Mm-hmm. So that is a document that's really sets out in fairly simple terms how ETFs are structured. But ultimately, I don't think investors need to get into too much detail. Essentially, it's very similar to a mutual fund structure. It just has slightly better tax advantages, particularly that there's no stamp duty on trade execution.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, James, thank you very much for joining us today. That was James Butterfield of ETF Securities.